Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 119. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. This time, escape from the cage of mediocrity. You spend your life waiting for a moment that just don't come. Well, don't waste your time waiting. Bruce Springsteen, Badlands. In recent weeks, I've been chatting with more university students looking for career advice. To generalize, they want to make wise career choices in a world of uncertainty. They're looking for answers, the right path, the recipe, the magic formula, the missing ingredient. I'm getting hungry. One asked if sales experience is the fast track to becoming a CEO. Here's the good news. There's no 100% risk-free path from point A to point B. If there were a paved path with signs and rest areas, others could easily follow it too. What worked in the past needn't work now. Times change permanently. Luck also matters. Along your path, point B may lose its allure. Do you stick or start towards point C? Before deciding, read The Dip by Seth Godin. You may not be in the right place at the right time. Those factors are outside your control, but don't despair. You can make yourself the right person. When opportunity taps faintly, you'll be ready. This preparation beckons opportunity to seek you out. Why not do something while you're waiting? Your weapons. Who are you willing to fight? Who are you willing to offend? Who are you willing to support? Go on the record, take a stand. Isn't that risky? No. Mediocrity is the bigger threat to your success. You cannot get everyone to like you for long. Why not show your trail even if you change directions along the way? Did you watch the excellent trilogy, The Lord of the Rings? This is a scene from the final movie, The Return of the King. Lady Eowyn. I fear neither death nor pain. Aragorn. What do you fear, my lady? Lady Eowyn. A cage. To stay behind bars until use and old age accept them, and all chance of doing great deeds is gone beyond recall or desire. Aragorn. I do not think that will be your fate. How? To stand out, why not be proactive and expand your circle of influence? How can you lose by doing this? Here are three steps. 1. Start. Take initiative. For more details, read Poke the Box by Seth Godin. 2. Ship. Deliver again and again. For more details, read Lynchpin by Seth Godin. And 3. Stick. Hone your skills while others falter and vanish. For more details, read Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. Do the three things and you'll find a niche. You'll stand out. You'll clarify your principles. You'll improve your skills. You'll find your own voice. You may even find a new, untrodden path. You'll get credit for everything you do that's online. It's not that others will read, watch, or listen to all of it. Your consistent, persistent generosity will make a strong impression. Rain, shine, hot, cold, you're there. You're dependable. You're worth a gamble. Inertia. If you won't share yourself on the permanent public record, and that's what social media lets you do, you're in a cage of your own making. What's holding you back? What if I say the wrong thing? That can happen anytime, anywhere. You need to use your good judgment. You'll get better with practice. What if I quit? Your inability to stick will be visible to anyone who cares to look. To win a horse race, you just need to be ahead by a nose. Quick start. You've got the tools. Do you have the guts? It's much like public speaking, a key to success that few master. If you want to build your self-confidence, join Toastmasters. That will help you well beyond public speaking. For very little money, this nonprofit helps you improve in many ways. Fellow members give you valuable feedback that pays dividends forever. Average. If you choose to do nothing, you're not a failure. You're average. As Seth Godin says, Average people are in the majority, but they're not in demand. P.S. If you're average, you're dependent on the factory owners. Their interests may not match yours. You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.